From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Iran says the US is guilty of grotesque interference in its internal affairs. Tehran sent a letter to the United Nations in which it claims absurd tweets have incited Iranians to be involved in disruptive acts. It follows 6 days of protests which left 21 people dead in Iran and a series of tweets from US President Donald Trump as the demonstrations were ongoing. Lawyers for Donald Trump have written to his former strategist Steve Bannon, accusing him of defaming the US president. They claim Mr. Bannon's violated a non-disclosure agreement by speaking to journalist Michael Wolff in an explosive new book. President Trump's hit back at Steve Bannon, saying he's lost his mind. Simon Marks reports.
The White House is taking a blowtorch to Stephen Bannon. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders described the president's reaction to the claims of his former right-hand man.
Furious, disgusted would probably certainly fit.
The president's statement diminished Mr. Bannon's role in both the campaign and the White House, said he leaked to the press and is now helping authors write phony books.
Uganda's denying it has an agreement with Israel for migrants to be sent to the country. Israel's given notice of 90 days for all African migrants to leave or face imprisonment. Isabel Nakiri reports from Kampala.
Uganda's Foreign Affairs Ministry says there's no arrangement between Uganda and Israel for Uganda to host African migrants after they are forced out of Israel. Around 38,000 migrants have been told to leave Israel within 90 days. They've been given an option of either going back to their own countries or to Uganda or Rwanda. But the migrants are mostly from Eritrea and Sudan, and Israel understands that they can't be sent back to their homelands where they are likely to face persecution. Human rights activists in Uganda have condemned the forceful manner in which Israel is treating migrants. Some opposition politicians are calling on Israel to rethink its decision and respect the rights of migrants.
At least 12 people are thought to have died after a train collided with a truck in South Africa and caught fire. Eyewitnesses have told local media the crash happened after the truck failed to stop at a crossing in Free State Province. A fire that broke out in a building in Mumbai has claimed 4 lives. This comes just days after 14 people died in a fire at a rooftop restaurant in the Indian city. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
The blaze broke out at a building in the suburbs of Mumbai in the early hours of the morning, local time. It took a few hours before the fire was brought under control, and 4 people died and 5 were injured. Police say the cause of the fire is not yet known. This comes after a blaze last week at a restaurant claimed 14 lives in Mumbai, which has raised questions about fire safety standards in the city. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As protests continue in Iran, the outcome of the current round of unrest is unclear. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has blamed the country's enemies for fomenting unrest among working-class Iranians who are demanding political change and a move away from the country's hardline fundamentalist rulers. But with no leader, no single message, and diffuse organizing principles behind the protest movement, some analysts believe it may only serve to make the Middle East less stable. Saeed Kamali Deegan covers events in Iran for the Guardian newspaper of London.
It started as a protest over financial grievances, but very quickly it spread all over the country. Iran becoming less stable is bad news for the Middle East. You know, Middle East is already grappling with a number of very complex conflicts, which is the result of, you know, intervention and interference by a number of states. So it's an exaggeration to blame Iran, as Americans often do, for what is happening in the Middle East. We have to remember the invasion of Iraq by the US, for example, over a decade ago. And then, of course, Iran is involved militarily in Syria, for example, which is propping up the Bashar al-Assad regime. Middle East is a complicated picture, and it's difficult to see it as another binary case. What the Middle East needs now is less conflict, not more.
Saeed Kamali Deegan of The Guardian newspaper. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here, but for now, that is the latest Feature Story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.